This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What are your impressions of the Medal of Honor Museum from what you've heard about it?
Yes, I was on the board right as soon as I got the award. And, this thing started off, you see enough, placards and drawings that you think it's almost like the Bill Stadium. It's not real until you actually see it. And then next thing you know, it's opening day in a new stadium. It's kind of how it is for all of us. We've been seeing so much about this. Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys, the family adopted this program and project. And really, without Jerry Jones and Charlotte Jones, this doesn't happen. They made this thing what it is today. It is enormous, just beautiful.
What can people see when they go visit this museum?
Well, it's got all 3,565-plus recipients from the very beginning of the award under Abraham Lincoln, but more importantly, it's got artifacts that you won't see anywhere. They've got a full Huey helicopter from when General Pat Brady received the Medal of Honor in Vietnam. They've got pretty much everyone's uniform, the weapons and the boots, and you name it. You've heard the stories, you've read about it. You can actually see it there. But because it's in proximity, to the stadium where the Cowboys play, it's just going to be visited by so many different people that would not normally go to American history or to see anything about the military. It's all a part of one campus. So we're hoping that schools go out there and young people can learn why people serve and the sacrifice that America calls on its citizens to partake in during war.
And I heard from one of the fellow Medal of Honor recipients during your show today that it's not just about what was done during war, it's about the life of each of the recipients.
Yeah, no, it's all encompassing. Sometimes it's a little bit too much information, to be honest with you. I'd like to keep it just on, what's going on and during the fight. But all this week on my program, I'm going to be having recipients on to tell their story and to tell what the museum means to them. But again, it's just, there's so many, we talk about Iraq and Afghanistan, but Vietnam, World War II, World War I, the Spanish-American War, the Civil War, so many different other things, the Boxer Rebellion, things that we read about in history, don't really understand. You can feel it, touch it, see it. Nothing like this exists, and it's an amazing undertaking.
And this took several years to put together, if I recall correctly.
It's 7 years from flash to bang, but and the amount of money, the amount of work, every day we get updates on, just the design of the thing took forever to make a decision, but there's so much information there and there's so much space. They hacked this artificial intelligence that allows you to talk to recipients that have passed away and actually have conversations where they respond to you, and through AI, sitting through it, it's like a 10-hour exercise for each recipient with cameras all around you like the Matrix, And you could sit down and talk to someone who passed away 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, ask them a question, and they will literally answer your questions from their favorite ice cream to who, what football team they like, to literally explain to you everything that they did for the country. It's really 21st century. It's not just a typical museum. It's built for the future, and it's really impressive.
It is open to the public today. How can people get to the museum? Is it a free admission, I take it?
No. No. They're charging to get into it, but it's an incredible experience. I don't know, Dallas is becoming a destination for a lot of other reasons, but it's just another thing to see. If you're in Texas, check it out. There's a lot of online things you could do as well. There's a whole, the society puts out things for classrooms and things for kids that don't have, you know, it's a PG-13 version of what these men did for their country, and that's great too. But if you're in Texas, this is just one of the things you have to see when you're in Texas.